back to Provo we come, and it's our last game here. And after looking at the last week, the situation that we're in, we're obviously sitting at 9-2, and have this last game to focus on. It's for the seniors. This is their last go around and our last time being in the Lavelle Edwards Stadium with them. So looking to focus on them and performing at our best for them, and learning some of the things that we can improve on from last week and the week before, and getting ready for a team like Houston, who's dangerous, has beaten some teams and surprised some teams along the way. And Willie Fritz is a really good coach. He's obviously, look at what Tulane's doing with what he did there, and he's establishing his culture and his program in Houston, and I know they're going to be really excited to come here and play this game. So we got to be ready for that. We just got to get ready to move on and control the stuff that we can control, which is perform at our best and make sure that we give our fans and our seniors what they want this weekend, and that's hopefully ending the season on a positive note with a win. So that's what our focus will be on, Super Bowl number 12, and away we go. But really proud of the team, proud of the players and the coaches, and how hard they worked to get back in that game last week. And really just want to say thank you to all the fans that were in that stadium in Tempe and showed up and made a lot of noise for us. We had so much representation from our Cougar fans, and Cougar Nation showed up. So they were awesome. Hope they know we appreciate them and love them. And I'm looking forward to seeing all that royal blue at home on Saturday night. So I'm looking forward to that game, and I'll take any questions you guys may have. Happy Thanksgiving week, by the way.
Thanks, Coach. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. We'll start with questions from Mitch Harper and then Jared Lloyd.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving, Kalani. From your film study over the weekend, what did you see as reasons why the offense executed at a higher level in the second half?
I think it's probably a number of things. That there's a lot of different variables that go into it. I think we've got to, establish what we want to get done in our games and how we want to approach our strategy and lean on the strengths that we have as an offense. I like what we did in the second half, and just want to see our team put points on the board and give us a chance. And I think what we did second half is more like what we should do.
What communication, if any, has the Big 12 provided you on all the potential scenarios to get your team into the Big 12 championship game after this weekend?
I think everybody knows a lot of the different scenarios. All I care about is focusing on the seniors and trying to find a way to control the stuff that we can control, which is how we play this weekend and how we prepare today. And then we'll just see what happens afterwards. But the goal is to try to go 1-0 this week. That's got to be our primary goal. And then we deal with the results of how that affects everything else from there on.
Lonnie, there was audio allegedly leaked from the stuff that was going on in your locker room at halftime, particularly a player speech going on. Is that a concern that these types of things get out? Whether that's being infiltrating the locker room or that type of thing. I just wonder what your response is to that type of thing.
Yeah, Big 12 is looking into it. They're reviewing everything that happened in the game, from on the field when the game happened to the penalties, to all these different things, to the incompletion or completion with Chase Roberts, all those things. They're handling all that, and even the recording. So they're looking into all of that stuff, and they'll deal with it. I think I trust the Big 12 leadership and just let them handle that. I'm more focused on what can we do this week and what can we do today, and make sure that we perform a lot better than we did last weekend.
What's the message to the guys as far as getting? You mentioned after the game talking about winning this for the seniors and managing that energy and bringing it into this game. What's the message to try and make sure that's approached the way you want it to be?
Yeah, I think this is a great week for us to look at gratitude and appreciation. It'll be the theme of the week, and I think we got to live it, and there's a lot to be thankful for, the situation that we're in. Obviously, we would like to have the situation we have in be better, But I don't know how many of you guys thought we'd be sitting here at 9-2 at this time. I think we expected to be that or better, you know. But now that we're dealing with reality, which is we're sitting here in this position and we can control what we can control, which is this week and what we do today. But at the same time, we should have a high level of appreciation and gratitude for where we're at, the people that we get to do it with, those that we represent, and just a really cool, you have different perspective on things. Now, the wins and losses are part of the sport, but learning and appreciating that's something that we can control as well.
Thanks, guys. We'll take our next questions from Jake Hatch and then Jay Drew.
Yeah, Kalani, you said you're happy where you're at 9-2 because, as you mentioned, a lot of people projected you guys to have maybe 4 or 5 wins overall. Now, as you look forward to Houston this weekend with the Big 12 title game still a possibility, what's the mindset? What's the message to your team?
Yeah, just control this game. We can control what we got to do here and not focus on anything else but what we have, you know, and that's playing against Houston. The preparation against Houston, we can't really be concerned about what everybody else is doing. We just got to be focused on this game and taking advantage of what we have, which is we have something great right now going into this last week, and we get to finish it at home. And we can find a way to get one for the seniors and also find a way to get double-digit wins, get that in our column. So a lot of really cool things to play for. We're still we're in a conference. I mean, it's really cool that these guys are, I think even the fans, everyone's going to get used to being in the conference now. This is only our second year since we've had independence for so long that there's still a lot to play for, you know, and still a lot of really cool things that these guys are still, there's still a lot of all-conference accolades, things like that they can still earn. And there's a really cool, I mean, it's a really cool vibe that being in this partnership in the Big 12 is going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun. And still a lot to think about, a lot to play for, but really focusing on the stuff we can control, which is our performance this weekend, and that starts by what you do today.
Reports have emerged that Jay Hill may be in the mix for the Utah State job, among others. How do you handle in-season recruitment of your coaches versus preparation for games?
The reports of Jay Hill possibly being the head coach has been around since he first showed up here day one. You know, so he's very capable of being an amazing head coach anywhere that would want him. I'm going to do everything in my power to keep him here because I love having him around. He's a great advisor to me and a great coach, and he's part of the family. So, but it makes sense why we have a lot of candidates to be head coaches on our staff, and so that means we're doing some things right. And as long as we keep that going, I hope we can have candidates for head coaching jobs, you know, that are mentioned every year, and that's this year no different, especially with him.
Kalani, obviously you're going to honor a bunch of seniors Saturday. What are the characteristics? How do you describe this particular senior class and what they've done for the program?
Oh, man, these guys are awesome. I've just been able to see how much they've grown, literally in their body size, but also mentally, spiritually. They become the men that their parents want them to become, and to do it and be a part of that path and be a part of that transition for me is a huge honor. And so these guys have sacrificed quite a bit to be here, and they've given up a lot of their effort, energy, to get this program to where it's at now. They've helped usher us into a power conference like the Big 12, and they've done a great job representing us the right way. Now, that are they all perfect? No, but they are to me, you know. And the one thing that they're committed to is learning and becoming better. And I value them and trust them and love them. But there's so much passion and energy and belief in this group. We're where we're at because of our senior leadership, and so I. That's why I'm trying to be focused on them and being part of a senior class that can go out with a win is huge at home in front of your fans and family. And so that's what I'm hoping to provide for those guys. But they mean the world to me, and we're in a position now because of their leadership and because of what they've done in the last 4 or 5 years.
We'll take our next questions from Kevin Reynolds and then Mitch Harper.
Hey, Kalani, I know you talked about it a little bit after the game. How's Harrison doing, and do you expect him back this week, and any other injuries from last week?
I think Harry will be doubtful. Sad because he's playing such great football. But it's not season ending, so we're hoping to get him back soon afterwards. But I think this week will be a stretch. And we'll have to see how he progresses from today, even from yesterday to today. So never say never, but man, he's so important to us and our program. I just don't want to put him in harm's way if there's any. I mean, it's a game, but we're talking about his livelihood. So whatever we can do to keep allowing him to recover and be at his best, that's what we're going to do. So he's doubtful. Who else did you ask about? Did you ask about anybody else, or is that just Harry?
That was the main one. Yeah. And then just kind of going off of Jay's question, Tyler Batty in particular, I know he talked about coming back because he thought this team could be good in the Big 12, and he wanted to finish out kind of his years here. How much did you talk to him specifically about coming back to be a leader on this team, and how much has he meant to you in particular?
Yeah, he's meant so much, and he's been through so much, and he's been offered so much. So he's got to have opportunities and to have, I mean, that's kind of, it's, I don't think it's a secret that people have been trying to get after other people's players, and so he's definitely could have gone somewhere else for money if he wanted to, but he's all about legacy, and he's all about doing what he can to help this program. This is his home, and so a lot of what we've done is you can see in the way he plays that he wants this place to succeed, and we've done some great things because of him and because of his teammates that are seniors. And so it's been a huge addition to our program. I love coaching him. I love what he's about. He's a local product from Payson, and he's one of the many seniors that we're going to honor. And the program is in good hands because of him and because of his teammates. But I feel really good about it, what he's done here as a player and as a captain.
Kalani, wanted to follow up on your comments about the Big 12 looking into that audio and the penalty or the lack of penalties, things like that at the end. What does that entail? Like, could there be a fine for ASU? Like, what are they looking into? What could that lead to potentially?
I don't know. I didn't really check into it. I just trust the Big 12 and then the leadership and for them to look into things. I'm not, the game's done, so I'm not like sitting here complaining about anything. We just got to move on. But that's their job, is to look into stuff and see was it done, was everything done the right way. And that's, I want to let them handle that. I can handle what I can control, which is getting the team ready to roll, and I'm proud of these guys and doing it for the seniors. That's what these seniors have done, so much for this program, and I've learned so much from these guys. Let's give everything we got for them because they've done it for us, and so that's kind of the goal. Let the Big 12 leadership handle everything else, but we're gonna be focused on our next opponent.
And with these seniors, 20 I see are listed. They navigated a pandemic. Some of them, Big 12. Like, just the impact of what they've kind of done to set maybe a foundation for this Big 12 era for BYU. Your thoughts on that?
Oh yeah, I mean it's a huge part of where we're at now. They're a big part of us getting into the Big 12, us making sure that we represent well in the Big 12, on and off the field, in the classroom. Just the way they carry themselves, seeing them interact with the other team and their fans. I mean, they've done a great job, and so like I said, I love coaching these guys. I want to do everything I can to help them, but this helped them get a win. But the program has been led by them, I've been really pleased with what they've done overall with this team and all these seniors. They can be really proud of what they've done and how the program's is going right now because of them. So that's I can't say enough to show my appreciation and love for them, but man, they're awesome.
We'll take our last questions from Jake Hatch.
Kalani,
obviously there's going to be changes coming to roster sizes. It's going to be pared down to 105 players. How are you going to handle that, obviously, going forward? I know it's a bigger picture question, but how are you going to handle it?
Well, I think a lot of coaches are kind of voiced their opinions on it, and not a lot of them are happy about it. So it's a struggle when you have to cut your family down, you know, and you have to trim the roster, and so it creates a lot of issues. So for us, we'll have to figure out how to do that and to get the roster down to 105. I think that's going to be a difficult thing for a lot of teams, not just us, but it's pushing guys out that have done so much for our program, and that's always a hard thing for me to deal with. And so that's, I'm no different than anyone else. I mean, they all love their players too, and so that's just, it's an unfortunate part of the rules, but we got to abide by them, and we'll do the best we can with it.
I was also going to ask you with regards to Thanksgiving this week, how is your schedule adjust, if at all?
Yeah, I think on Thanksgiving we'll try to move things up a little bit into the morning for practice, and then try to give the young men a chance to go and be with their families for Thanksgiving. We'll kind of, I mean, everybody will have a place to go. You know, I have players in my house, and we'll have players different places, but most of them want to go with their teammates and be around their families, and a lot of them have family members coming into town. So it's really cool, man. We get to end the season on this week, you know, and had to be home and to be around family and loved ones, and to show your gratitude and appreciation for them. And these guys can show their gratitude by going out there and playing a game, and what an honor for them to do that and to show love for their family. So this is going to be a lot of fun. Just want to make sure that we show at our best, because our seniors and our fans and our players, they deserve that.